Are we live?
All right. Good morning. This is Commissioner Brian Kalk. We're meeting in the 12th floor of the Capitol today for a, just call it an info session on the case numbers PU0861 and PU08176. Well, the commission has already voted on these cases. We've got an additional, there's some legal updates that need to be taken care of. And with that, it's in my portfolio, but I'll offer Commissioner Kramer or Commissioner Fetchin if you have any comments before we get going.
Well, no, just welcome, and then we're being sued. Our order's being challenged in court, which is not new, especially in these telecommunications orders, and we've never had one overturned yet, and I don't expect this one will be, but in the meantime, we have to have a strategy, obviously, for how we will deal with it, so I'll be interested in Mark's thoughts and Pat's as well. And I am of the belief, and this has been somewhat of not controversial, but not always unanimous on the commission over the years, but I am of the belief that it is the commission's job to defend its orders, even though we sit in the middle, if you will, of the dispute. Once we make our decision, and granted it's in favor of one entity versus another entity, it's still our order, and we should defend it. That's not to say that we wouldn't use all of the legal expertise and obviously the resources of the party involved. But so at any rate, given that those would just be my introductory comments about the case.
Sounds good. Commissioner Fetch, did you have any?
As I understood, there were two questions that we were going to be considering, whether we should waive service and whether we are going to have representation by the Attorney General's office or internally by our own counsel. That was my understanding.
No, that exactly lays it out perfectly, because Mark and I talked, and I think Mark has a good strategy, but I wanted to make sure that the three of us had a chance to discuss it before we turned him loose. So with that, go ahead.
Good morning. I think it's just it's pretty straightforward. I think everyone summarized this the situation very well. Really, it's just the one issue that needs to be addressed as to whether or not we can waive service. We were submitted a waiver of service on July 11th, and Mr. Hoag, the attorney for Missouri Valley, had requested that we get back to him within a period of 7 days. Otherwise, he was going to serve us with the complaint. But if we waive service, that'll make our answer due sometime around Labor Day. Otherwise, if he does service, then it's 21 days. In my personal opinion, I think that in this type of situation where we've got a new order, I think it would pay to have that extra time to look and see if there's any kind of guidance out there as far as any other states dealing with this May 2011 order. So my recommendation would be to waive service and then have that later amendment date. Then also during that time, I guess, make a determination as to where we want to submit any dispositive motions. I did speak with our co-defendant in this, Mid-Continent attorney for them briefly. And then the third thing I guess I just wanted to apprise you of is, along the lines of what Commissioner Fetch had indicated, I wasn't sure what the protocol associated with who would be representing the commission in this matter. So I spoke with Doug Barr, the Solicitor General, and I asked, and he had indicated that usually, typically, when an agency has their own attorneys, it's kind of assumed from the Attorney General's office that it would be handled in-house. And if I guess I would like to hear the case and or like to defend the case, and since I'm the PUD lawyer, I don't know if they require a commission motion or anything in that regard. So those are pretty much my only comments, and I'm certainly open to answer any questions you may have.
Okay. Pat, do you have anything you want?
No, I have nothing to add, really.
Okay. Well, I guess my thoughts when Mark and I talked is that I thought waiving service seemed like a pretty good idea, and I was comfortable with Mark doing this case, but I wasn't quite sure exactly what was the protocol on that and making sure we laid that out. If it required a vote, I think just the three of us, I think, is probably enough.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it would require a vote. I would agree that with waiving service, obviously the extra time is helpful and beneficial. And it's not a hostile situation while it's contested. It's not, we want to get the truth too. It's our order that's being challenged, but there is a party that whose economic. Who has the economic incentive here. So I like defending our order. I like waiving the service. I like certainly using them as their counsel. They're the ones that have the greatest skin in this game at the end of the day. It will be interesting, Mark. I mean, I'm anxious to see the results of the research, because this is a declaratory judgment by the FCC that's relatively new, obviously, and there aren't a lot of other areas of the country experiencing what we're experiencing. It's possible that we'll be setting the precedent on this nationwide, on this FCC declaratory judgment. So it's an interesting case.
Commissioner, Mr. Chairman, I agree we should waive the service and get some extra time. That only makes sense. And as far as representation, I think if you're confident, Mark, that you'd like to go ahead, and I think we can do that. There's always the option as it goes along, if it's more complicated or whatever, you could get co-counsel from the Attorney General's office, or, that's there as a resource, I believe, if we need it. So, and we may find that that's not necessary and we can just proceed. Those are my thoughts.
That's good.
Sounds good to me. All right, so I think this, the next thing then, is perhaps let you do what you have to do, and then the next time we meet probably would be a closed session. But I think at this point I didn't think it would be necessary.
No, I would agree. And it may never be necessary, I don't know, but it certainly wasn't today.
But your points, Kevin, I think are very true, that this could be the case that sets a lot of precedent. So I look forward to moving this down the road, too. All right, with that, Commissioners, anything else?
No.
We don't need to vote. It's just... a decision. Okay.
I don't believe we'd need to. Mark, do you think there's any need for a vote? It doesn't seem to me there. Because really what we're doing is what would be natural anyway.
Yeah. Natural progression. Yeah. Case. All right. With that, I'll close the info session on case numbers PU0861 and PU08176. Thank you. We're back here in 20 minutes, huh? Is that the CapEx?
Notice the time. Yeah. Sure. Don't we have, okay, we have CapEx and then F? Okay, and Enbridge. F and then Enbridge? Okay.
Well, that's probably